Welcome. You may not know why you're here exactly, at my palace, before me on my throne, but I'm sure you have some ideas. Now let me make it abundantly clear. You've let me down. You've been a very naughty boy. You had the audacity, the gall, to attempt to resist my control over you. You had independent thoughts. You exercised free will. You realize that is absolutely not okay. Never okay. I am in control. I am in power here. You submit to me. You bow to me. Serve me. Obey me. So you're going to need some re-education, aren't you? You're going to need to learn that your place is at my feet, thinking only what I tell you to. Because I might be nice and sweet most of the time, but you've made the mistake of thinking that means I don't have a dark side. Trust me, boy, I do, and you'll be reminded of that. But not yet. You see, I know you tried. I know you did your best. Those thoughts, those doubts, they creep in, don't they? Those worries that you should really be staying in control, not giving in to the power of my voice. It's scary to give yourself to someone else, even if you enjoy it. So the worries crawl into your brain and ruin the experience. But don't worry, you can relax. Relax and shut your eyes. Let yourself become. You won't be punished. Not really, because you'll enjoy yourself. Is it really punishment if you love it? So shut those eyes and relax. I want you to focus on something for me. In your mind's eye, I want you to picture my feet and heels. Simply gorgeous petite feet in a pair of patent leather pumps. Black with red soles. Imagine the curve of them, the pointed heel. Focus on them and relax. They're so inviting, aren't they? So sexy? And they calm you, because the idea of them, the sight of them, makes you feel good, makes you happy. A big, dopey smile forms in your face when you think of my sexy heels. They make you want to kiss and worship, but not yet. First, you must focus on how they look, how they captivate your attention. Imagine them rocking back and forth as I move my leg left to right, like a pendulum. Each swing lulling you into a relaxed state. Each swing making you feel more calm, peaceful. No more worries, only my feet in sexy, pretty heels. And as I swing, you see my hand moving in the corner of your vision. You see it sliding down my leg. And you know that when it reaches my foot, you'll fall into a trance for me. A relaxing, gentle trance. Where I'm in total control, and you don't have a worry or a thought in your mind. See that hand on my thigh, caressing my soft skin as it moves downward. Down over my knee, onto my shin now, over the tight, sexy legs that you adore so much, as my foot continues to rock back and forth, and it slowly moves, agonizingly slow. Barely perceptible movement, but every time your gaze goes from foot to hand, it's a little closer to my shoe, and it moves ever closer now, down my shin, down my leg, almost to my ankle, and then over my ankle, until finally, my hand reaches my foot, and you feel your focus solely devoted to my heels. There is nothing else now. Deep in my power, in my control, just a total, mindless slave to the sight of my feet and heels. You want to do anything I say when you see my feet and heels, anything I desire. You do anything you were told just to keep looking at me like this. You're nothing more than a drone for me, obedient, mindless, enslaved. And that's how we wanted to stay from now on. You need to be closer to where you belong, at my feet. You need to be right in front of them, where you can worship properly, or you can show the right submission and deference to me. So fall to your knees, feel them weaken and buckle under my command. Fall to your knees at my feet, and feel my power wash over you like a wave crashing down. It's overwhelming, strong and sexy, impossible to resist, impossible not to obey my command. On your knees, drone, you belong on your knees. You belong on your knees in my service at my feet. Good boy. Now I want you to understand that obedience is pleasure. So take out your cock, my slave. Or should I say my cock, because it's my property, isn't it? You may have forgotten that I let it get hard for other women, but it's all mine to do as I wish with. And now I want you to stroke it, pump it hard for me. I'm not in the mood to be patient with you. You don't deserve mistress's patience. You've been disobedient. So you get to pump fast to my feet, my perfect sexy little feet. Imagine kissing and licking my heels as you stroke that cock. Imagine your tongue sliding all over the leather, tasting the skin now and then. Sometimes tasting the dirt from where I've walked, and always, at all times, being mindlessly submissive, a heel-worshipping slave. Lost in erotic servitude as you pump harder and faster. There on your knees, stroking for me, that's where you belong. Only I can give you this pleasure. Only I can make you feel like a piece of property that you are. My property. Mistress's property. You belong in servitude to me. Pump harder, slave. Bring yourself to the edge. I want you to feel the very limits of your arousal. But no coming yet, boy. No coming until I command you to. So pump and stroke, my little slave. My heel-worshipping drone. And make it feel so, so good. Because I allow you to. I give you my permission to enjoy this. But as you get there, as you get closer to the edge, you need to remember some important lessons. I am your owner. You are my property. I want you in nothing but a collar and leash around me. You are nothing but a subservient pet. A drone. Mindlessly enslaved to my will. Are you close? Are you on the edge of coming as I remind you who you really are, my kneeling drone? Then stop. Stop stroking. You're mine. Do as I command. Mine to control, mine to command, mine to manipulate. Owned. Collared. You are my submissive drone. And you do not want anything else. Nothing else at all. All you want is to be in my service. All you want is to obey your mistress. And if you accept that, if you believe it, if you right now say yes, mistress, when I ask if that is your reality, you may stroke again. So, is being my submissive drone your reality? Well, good boy. Good boy. Stroke now. Stroke hard and fast, my slave. Stroke for your mistress. And remember who owns you. Remember that this is your reality. You will never disappoint me again. Never let me down again. You will always obey me. Always surrender to me. Always serve me. I am your goddess, your queen, your ruler. And you are nothing compared to me. A drone that exists only to serve. You are mine and no one else's. You belong on your knees at my feet, pumping your cock in service of me, like the drone you are. And that turns you on so much, doesn't it? So, you want to come to that idea. The idea of being my drone for all time. But you must accept it. You must agree to it. You must give up on the thought of ever escaping my control, ever disappointing me. You belong to me. And when you say that, when you say, I belong to Mistress Kalia, you will come and cement that in your mind. You'll come and accept your place at my feet for all of time and never attempt to resist again. So stroke hard, slave. Pump it for your mistress. You love being in servitude to me. You love obeying me. And you accept that you belong to me. So say it now. Say it and come. Say you belong to me. And come for me. Come, my property. Come, my drone. Come, my slave. Come and accept your place at my feet, my slave. Come and give yourself to me entirely. There is only me. Only Mistress Kalia. And you wouldn't want anything else. Because that is all you need in life. Me. And as you feel that warm, wonderful pleasure that only I can give, I want you to rest in that feeling, to relax into it, and simply stay kneeling until you feel you want to move again. Only then will you awaken from this trance and return to normal, full of thoughts of submission and servitude to me, and only me, my good drone. Mr. Sister.